بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نريد حديث of حضرت حكيم بن هزام. When we are doing our business transactions, then they should be done according to Sharia and with the relationship to this chapter, that there should be complete honesty and truthfulness when we are doing any business transaction. The narrator of the hadith, Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum, was the son of the brother of Ummul Mu'mineen, Khadija bin Khuwaylid radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So he was the nephew of Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the first wife of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was blessed with the speciality of being born in the Kaaba. Allah Ta'ala made it that right in the Kaaba he was born. So this was a great speciality of his. He was the friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after Nabuwat also. Even before Nabuwat, of course, being the nephew of Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, so he had a very close connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was his friend. And after Nabuwat also, he was very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lived for 120 years, 60 of which were while he was a Muslim, and the other 60 was before that. But for 60 years he lived as a Muslim. He passed away in Medina Munawwara in the 38th year of Hijri, and 40 ahadith are narrated from him. Further we read with regard to this hadith. This hadith draws our attention to honesty and integrity in trade. This is also a very important aspect of our deen. Our deen is not only our namaz, roza, etc., but our business also. We do it with honesty and integrity, and we do it in a proper way. The laws of Islamic commerce stipulate that the buyer and seller should clarify the price, quality, and quantity of the commodity before the transaction is concluded. So amongst many other things also, and as mentioned, we should try and learn the rules of commerce, of business, as far as Islam is concerned. If any rule is made by the government, we are very keen to find out the details. We will ask our accountants, etc., what is this new rule about. But as far as the Islamic rule is concerned, we pay no attention whatsoever. We don't consider at all what are the rules of Islam with regard to this. So especially with clarity with regard to the price. Many times we order something from a friend or something, and we ask how much, and we'll say we'll fix it up later. The price is not fixed. That is not correct at all. The price must be fixed. The quality of the thing, that also is important. Sometimes we find things are of different qualities. Which quality are you supplying me with? Which quality are you ordering? There are different qualities in things. The quantity also. We just say, send as much as you want to, and we'll sort it out later. All those things are not correct. The quantity also must be specified. And all this must be concluded in that transaction. And if our business transactions are not correct, our income is not correct, then we can imagine our ibadat, our masjid, our hajj, umrah, everything then goes haywire if our income is not correct. Any defect in the commodity should be clearly specified. Also, if there is any defect in it, that should be also made known very clearly. Transactions concluded in this way will draw blessings for both the buyer and the seller. When business is done properly, then usually the buyer wants to make more out of the deal. and the seller wants to make more out of the deal, and we then resort to dubious ways, wrong things also we do, as long as we can make that little bit extra profit in that. But if we do it honestly and correctly, though outwardly it might seem that my commodity will not sell, or I will sell less, or the profits are less, but the barakah that comes from Allah Ta'ala, that we cannot imagine. We won't have worries on our mind. We'll have peace of mind. And the barakah, little bit effort we will make, and Allah will put all the barakah. Otherwise we are making so much effort, and we are not seeing any barakah whatsoever. One of the signs of barakah also is that money gets spent in good things. That is, in preparation for the akhirat. We get the tawfiq of spending on masjids, madrasas, on the poor, the orphans, etc. For the sake of deen we spend. And when there isn't barakah, that money goes into material things. We are changing cars all the time. Our gardens are lush all the time. Just outside things which are not going to benefit us. We are spending it on our houses. We are spending it on holidays, wasting money. And so that is money which has got no barakah in it. That it just goes into which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked very much, sand and water. That is mortar. That is building of houses. Now this renovation, now that extension, now we are buying this ornaments in the house, now we are buying these fashion clothes, we are buying brand name things. Money is just being wasted in all those things. When there isn't barakah in it, it gets wasted in all those things. When there is barakah, it gets used in good things which are going to help us eternally in the akhirat. One who deceives eventually comes to be known as a dishonest traitor, a trader, and suffers disgrace. When a person doesn't do his business, deals properly, it's not long before everyone knows, don't deal with him. He's not honest. He's a very dubious person, and he's not a person to deal with. So this disgrace also comes to a person. In addition, the profit he derives by lying and deceiving is devoid of blessings. There is no barakah in it, and in fact it goes many times that it is that income is totally haram. And then we see the consequences in our homes also. There is no peace of mind. We might be spending a lot on the wife, on the family, but there is always fights in the home. That the money comes in, but it is bringing in bimaris, illnesses in the house. It is bringing in fights and arguments all the time. No peace of mind. And if a person does his business properly, then a lot of goodness will come in his life. Just as a truthful trader acquires blessings through this trade, one who is truthful in fulfilling his responsibilities to his Creator, in that also we must see, in our business also there must be honesty, and with regard to our matters with Allah Ta'ala, with sincerity in our intention also. We must be honest in our intention. All what we do, whatever we spend also, there must be honesty in it. This will acquire the blessings and divine rewards. In this world, a person, when his income is good, clear, he will get naturally the tawfiq of namaz, etc., of the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And also, lot of barakah will come, and the rewards from Allah Ta'ala, which will be in this world and in the akhirah as well. May Allah Ta'ala let all our business dealings be correct also, and also that we have truthfulness and honesty in all our matters. May Allah bless us with this and bring the whole of deen, and this will be a great da'wah for non-Muslims also, for other Muslims also. When we are acting pious, namazas we are there, our sunnahs in our lives, but our business dealings are not right, then people also speak, what kind of Islam is this? And people don't get impressed then with our Islam. But when we are truthful and honest, then this will have a great effect on all other people also. May Allah give us all tawfiq.